Activity 1, page 74. Listen to the radio interview, then read it.
Hello to all our Alliance FM listeners. I'm Ismail Sekiru. Today, our guest is a man who is trying to bring changes to his community, Mr. Albert Ahui. Please, would you introduce yourself to the listeners of our local community radio?
Thank you, Ismail Sekiru. My name is Albert Ahui. I'm from Agovie, a small village in the sub-district of Agbanou, Alada, in the south of Benin. In case you don't know, it's a village where all the people are linked by family bonds. I chose to come back to Alada when I was about to retire from teaching.
So you decided to move from teaching to farming?
Yes, I did. I wanted to see more people, women and men, improve their conditions through agricultural activities.
What made you take such a decision?
There were two main reasons. First of all, I couldn't see myself sitting under a tree in the yard all day with my legs stretched out. I wanted to stay active. Being active keeps you healthy.
You mentioned a second reason, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I'm from a region in the south of Benin where people have a long tradition of farming small plots and of breeding sheep and poultry.
But they cultivated cassava, didn't they?
They did, but not in a modern, organized way. That's where the producers' groups came in and helped.
Tell us about these groups, please.
I started the groups when I retired and came back to Alada. The aim was for the peasant farmers to produce enough cassava and palm nuts for the women to transform.
You're the president of these groups, aren't you?
No, I'm not. I organized the women's groups and the producers' groups. Now I help with the management of the group's activities.
You work with some partners, don't you?
Yes, I do. For the time being, we have a partnership with two NGOs. Fustin Dangbenons, UCADES Benin, has initiated a literacy program with our groups. And LIS ONG assists in training activities and providing equipment in order to improve productivity.
And productivity has improved, hasn't it?
Of course it has. For example, the women used to grind cassava manually. With the small mills donated by LASONG, the groups can produce at least 10 times more quickly.
They could sell out all their products, couldn't they?
Yes, they could. Because of the quality of their products, our women's groups rarely have a surplus production to satisfy the ever-growing needs of the local markets.
So your decision to come back to Alada has helped with the community, hasn't it?
I think so. But there's always more to do. The women's groups have received orders from abroad recently, and more people want to join the work. To satisfy the new demands, we need to improve their working conditions by building bigger and more comfortable sheds. We need trucks for transporting cassava, palm nuts, and for delivering the product. We need material for better packaging.
When all the needs are met, your groups will certainly make a lot of money, won't they?
Yes, they will. They will be better off than they are now, but they will also need to change their mentality to plan their expenses in a more productive way and to stop spending their income on costly funerals or expensive marriages.
Good luck, Mr. Ahui, and thank you for coming on our show.